This podcast is completely free of charge. However, if you are enjoying it, we would ask you to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, the details are in the show notes.
Croeso I yma mae dreigiau. Welcome to Here Be Dragons. Gyda cyfarwydd Cymru, with the storyteller of Wales, Professor Llyser. My story heddiw am y Saesneg. Today's story is in English.
All of these stories are 100% true, for a given value of true.
Peredur and the Afanc. If you ever look into the Mabinogi, you'll find that they are a fantastic cycle of stories. Four main branches, but there's also a lot of other stories in there, including many of King Arthur and his famous court. Now, one of King Arthur's most famous knights was Sir Percival, who in the original Welsh was called Peredur. Peredur had to go a long way to prove himself worthy of joining the court. And so he went on a lot of adventures. And, well, the thing is, he had the attention span of a gnat. Genuinely. He couldn't go for 5 minutes together staying on the same quest without going off on some side quest or another. It was like he was playing a computer game and kept on getting distracted by these little side quests left, right and centre. However, this does mean we can tell the story today. Now, before I get too far into this one, I should give you a quick heads-up warning that this one gets a bit grim in places. So if you don't want to hear it, that's fine. There are plenty of other stories in the podcast series. But if you're brave and don't mind it getting a little bit dark in places, then this might just be the story for you. An Afanc. What is an Afanc? Well, in modern Welsh, the word means beaver. But in old Welsh, it meant something completely different. It meant a strange monster that lived in the water. In fact, any monster that lived in water could be called an Afanc, which is why, in the old stories, no two seem to look alike. This is possibly the earliest story of an Afanc there is going. And that's why I like to tell it. Peredur was out on a quest. It was quite an important one. He was out to find the great black worm. I mean, worm with a Y, like a dragony monstrous creature, not a little tiny earthworm. No, this was an amazing creature. Of course, it was black as its name suggests, but also in its tail, there was a magic stone. And if you held it in your hand, you could have anything you wished for. Now, it was while he was out looking for this particular black worm that he got a little bit sidetracked one day. This is how it happened. He was running out of food and water. He was tired and worn out. His horse was near collapse, and it was raining, and the rain was getting inside his armour. It was misty and horrible and cold. He was not a happy Peredur. But just at that moment, what should he see in the distance but a light? Now, if you're out in the misty, moory, marshy horribleness and tired and hungry, then what you really want to see is a light. Because the only lights out there, apart from the pukas, of course, are lights from people's dwellings. And whether that's a great big castle full of servants or a tiny little farmhouse, at least it means some kind of shelter for you. And so, Peredur headed towards the light, and this time he was lucky. For what should he find? Not a little farmhouse. Not even a middle-sized manor. No, he found a great big castle. and he rode into the courtyard and was welcomed there by servants who pointed him in the direction of the great hall. And as he went to the great hall, he was very pleased with what he saw. There were three beautiful young ladies. Now, Peredur had a bit of an eye for the ladies, and he could think of worse ways of spending a few days than in the company of these young ladies, whilst he and his horse had a bit of a rest and they gathered some provisions. But just as he was about to speak to the first and most beautiful of the girls, there was a great commotion as a horse came galloping into the hall, and on its back was a knight, and the knight was dead. I told you it got dark, this story, didn't I? Well, in the blink of an eye, that first girl, she was on her feet. She dragged the knight and all his armour off the back of the horse with the help of the other two, and she reached up to her neck, and she pulled out a special phial, that's a small glass bottle. She stripped the knight of his armour, and she put a little dab of the oil from that bottle on his forehead, and he jumped back to life. Peredur was amazed. Well, wouldn't you be? And then just as he was about to ask what was going on, a second horse arrived with a second dead knight on its back. And this time the second girl got up and she got the little phial of oil, stripped the knight of his armour, and then put the oil on his forehead, and he came back to life too. Peredur was absolutely gobsmacked by this stage. And just as he was about to ask again, a third horse came in, and yes, you guessed it, third girl got up, got the dead knight, because there he was on the back of, got the little phial with the oil in it, dabbed it on his forehead, and he came back to life. Peredur had had enough by now and had to ask, "What is going on?" "Hello, my friend," said the first knight. "I'm sure you are shocked by what you have seen. But the name of this place that you have arrived is called the Castell Dioddefaint, the Castle of Suffering. And as you can see, myself and my brothers suffer on a daily basis. But thankfully, we have these three beautiful girls here who love us best of all. And with their magic oil, they can bring us back to life. Every day, we go out and we have to fight a terrible creature that lives nearby. It is an Avanc, and it terrorizes the people. And it's all we can do to protect them and fight them and distract it. But every day it kills us, one after the other. Thankfully, these girls who love us best of all have their magic that they can use. But it does worry me. The oil is running out." Well, Peredur wasn't about to stand by while people were fighting dangerous creatures and dying. "Let me come with you," he said. "I will help you fight it. I can take it on as well. And with the four of us, we might be able to beat it." "No, my friend. For look, what should happen if you were to be killed by the creature? There is no one here who loves you best of all and can bring you back. No, I think it is safest if we carry on and fight it ourselves. But tonight, you will stay with us as our guest. Eat, drink your fill, and sleep tonight in a soft feather bed. You'll feel much better in the morning." "Will you wake me in the morning when you go?" "No, no, my friend. We'll be out before dawn. Don't you worry." And so Peredur stayed there and he ate and he drank his fill. But the next morning, he was up with the lark. He didn't let on what he was up to, but as soon as the three brothers had ridden out on their horses from the Castle of Suffering, he was pulling on his armour, pulling his legs on, his chainmail and his plates was going on, his helmet, he was hopping across the place, he called for his horse as quick as he could, he was on his back, lance in one hand, sword strapped to the saddle, and away he went to chase after the three brothers. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite see where they'd gone in the distance. Although it was a sunny day, there wasn't much... Oh, hang on! Over there! On the hilltop! He could see a shape. It must be the last of the brothers. And so he rode off towards the hilltop. But as he got closer, he noticed that this wasn't one of the brothers. Oh, no, no, no. This was someone completely different, because for a start, this was a beautiful lady. And he'd been pretty sure the night before that the young brother hadn't looked like a beautiful lady. He went up to her, and he was about to ask which way did they go, when she said to him, "Don't speak a word, Peredur. I know why you are here."
"Oh, do you?"
"Yes. But before you go, you need to know something. That Avanc is a magical creature and cannot be defeated by normal means." "And so I have a gift for you," said the beautiful lady. And she handed him a special stone. It was only small, but it had a hole worn right through the centre. And we call these hagstones, and they are said to have magical powers. She said, "Hold that up to your eye, and you will see what others can't. You will see what is invisible." "Thank you," said Peredur. "But where do I find the Avanc?" "Head on down this way, and you will find a fork in the road. On one side of the fork is a tree. And one side of the tree is growing beautifully, covered in leaves, but the other side is all burnt and blackened. What you must do is follow the path that leads with a blackened stump. That will take you to the cave of the Avanc. Fire Avanc, as we call it. And if you are successful, we will meet again." And with that, Peredur felt he'd been dismissed. And so he moved on from the beautiful lady and headed in the direction she had pointed. He saw the tree that was growing on one side and blackened on the other, and he followed it in the direction of Fire Avanc. As he was drawing closer to the cave, a horse came past him in the opposite direction with the first knight dead on its back. No doubt the horse was heading back to the castle. And as he drew even closer, a second one came past him, with a second knight on its back, dead. And just as he approached the mouth of the cave, the third one came out, with its third knight upon it, hopefully heading for home, where he could be brought back. Now, inside that cave was the Avanc, a horrible creature, which had a particular trick. It would stand behind the door as you went in and had a special spear made of stone which it used to kill anyone who came in. Now, Peredur had two things on his side. He had the magic that the lady had given him, the magic hagstone, and also he had the element of surprise because the Avanc was used to three knights coming and not four. And so it wasn't quite expecting him when he crept in. What surprised it even more was the fact that Peredur, using that hagstone, could see it. And there was an almighty battle between the two of them. And of course, this being a hero's tale, guess who came out on top? That's right, Peredur. But in the process, they brought the entirety of the cave down upon them, and it was only by the skin of his teeth that Peredur managed to escape. He left the creature buried there. And if you go down to Pembrokeshire today, there is a place called Bear the Avanc, the Avanc's grave. Which, like Bear Gellert, Gellert's grave, is said to be where the creature is buried. Check it out for yourselves. By the time Peredur got back to the Castell d'Ardevaint, the Castle of Suffering, the three knights were delighted to see him again, although they did ask where he had been, and he told them not to worry, that he had helped them out and ended their suffering and everyone else's before that magic potion ran out. And so, everyone was delighted They heaped gifts upon Peredur and sent him on his way with fresh horses, fresh food, and everything he could possibly need to go and fight that black worm with a magic stone in its tail. "I'd almost forgotten," said Peredur. "Yes, we know." But who was the strange woman who had given Peredur that stone and helped him in his quest? Well, this wasn't going to be the last time he would meet her. He would see her again before long. But that is another story.
Mi fydd ein stori nesaf yn y Gymraeg. Our next story will be in Welsh.
Am fwy o wybodaeth ac e-bookio ni, ewch at cyfarwydd.cymru. For more information and to book us, go to cyfarwydd.cymru.